The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to remind you about stuff we've been talking about recently in terms of the cost of living and how it's affecting families right across the country. And Bernardo's had a really significant survey on that front. Our reporter Megan O'Halloran has been looking into all of this and speaking to people who fall into that category, people who are really, really suffering with the continual high prices at the supermarket and elsewhere. Before we speak to Megan about that, I want to play a little bit of Stephen Moffat. Stephen is the CEO of Bernardo's, and this is just to remind us how families are coping in this cost of living crisis.
Unfortunately, families across the country are still struggling to provide themselves with basic essentials in a lot of cases. So, you know, about one in five parents told us that they had to go without or cut back on heating, similar number around food, similar number around electricity. On top of that, you've got about 40% of parents saying they had to borrow money just to provide basic essentials for themselves and their children. And one third of parents said that they still, even doing that, they still had to go into arrears on their energy bills. And unfortunately, from what we know, the longer children spend going out those essentials, the bigger an impact it has on their current and future well-being. The amount of parents who said that they're, you know, very worried about the next 6 months and being able to provide their children with essentials, that's actually increased this year. And similarly, you know, there's been a slight increase in the number of parents who said that cost of living issues are having a significant impact on their children.
So that was Stephen Moffat from Bernardo speaking to Megan O'Halloran, who's with me now in studio. So Megan, tell me a bit more about what you've been looking into, who you've spoken to, what you've seen.
Well, over the last few days, I've spoken to many people on the streets. One man in particular shared a story. Stephen mentioned there are a lot of families that are experiencing that cost of living crisis and it's hitting them hard. His story, you know, like so many, he was homeless for a number of years. He since has thankfully found somewhere to live, but he's with his four-year-old son, and he said that really without services like the Capuchin Day Centre, without soup kitchens, he wouldn't be able to provide for his child.
Well, like I was homeless for a few years, but I'm in a house now, but I find it actually tougher in the house with the cost of living and everything. Like, I have a four-year-old son and I need pull-ups, I need wipes, I need various different things for me. He's always grown, I need clothes. It's just, it's a struggle, it's a big struggle. And like, if it wasn't for people like that, I probably wouldn't be able to afford to keep. And I appreciate what they do for me. And the food, it's never cold, it's always hot when you get it.
Well, it's interesting that man is now, like, he's off the street. So he's not, I guess, not technically homeless, or maybe he's in emergency accommodation. But I think some people maybe imagine that it is rough sleepers availing of these services. And it's not. It's people who have a home. It's the people captured in this Bernardo survey. Mm-hmm. Who avail of those services, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There has been a greater demand at those soup kitchens. If they open within an hour, that food has run out and there could be hundreds of meals made. It's the people, whether that be young families or elderly people, needing that service maybe three or four nights a week because they can't afford to keep their house running, their groceries, their heating. So it takes the pressure off them a few nights a week.
So what talk to me more than about the stuff that actually is provided. You mentioned a few bits there.
So it's hot meals each night, you know, thousands of meals between the GPO and then Grafton Street as well, prepared by volunteers, that's brought in. There's the essentials, there's the sleeping bags and tents, you know, the ice cream this week during the hot weather. There's a range of people from really young children, I saw as young as two or three, up to elderly people in their 80s that were there. One of the volunteers I was speaking to, she said that, you know, they get used to the regular people that they chat to each day, and they might have maybe specific requests, such as elderly people who wanted MASH. So they try to cater as much as possible to the people that they see.
So when you were down there then in the Capuchin Centre, the day centre, so describe what you saw, like what the scene was like, or what was going on.
Well, I arrived kind of at their closed period for, they have a hour of a break, a turnover between breakfast and lunch. And when I arrived, there was already a line that had formed, and it was actually down the road. Within 10 minutes of the doors opening, the room was full. That was hundreds of people. It's people that each day the centre provides a space for them to, you know, have a shower, clean clothes, hot meals, and then also medical services, be that nurses and dentists that come in and provide for families. There is also, when I was doing a walk around, a specific room for children. A lot of kids come in, there is toys there, and it's such a colourful, happy place for them. And it kind of takes the pressure off, I suppose, parents, that kids can be a bit separated from that and get to experience just a bit of normality, I suppose. I spoke to Father Kevin of the Capuchin Day Centre just to get a sense of the services that he provides each day.
We have, we provide, last year we provided 345,593 hot meals and 78,610 food parcels. So there's a big demand out there for that support for people who can't make ends meet. I've been here for the past 3 years, and certainly I've seen an increase, and not only that, but an increase of younger people coming for that support. And like, we see the need and we respond to the need as best we can. And to hear that people can't make ends meet and are going hungry themselves to support their children, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Like, I think of my own sisters, two of my sisters have large families, and they're bringing them to this sport, and they're bringing them to dancing, and they're bringing to all these things that make childhood happy. And there's lots of kids don't have that, or at least if they do have it, it's been taken away from them.
How many people roughly a day would you see visit?
Nearly 1,000 a day. Yeah, we serve over 1,000 a day. We serve over 1,000 meals, hot meals a day. Mm-hmm. And then on a Wednesday morning, we distribute grocery bags, so that we have loads of volunteers in here early Wednesday morning, and we're delivering 1,450 bags of groceries every week. Like, it's a whole range of support. Like, on a Monday, our family services coordinator distributes nappies for babies and formula for the children. So last year we distributed 16,249 formulas and nappies, and we provide prams or whatever. We take each individual case as it comes.
So that's Father Kevin of the Day Centre. Is it all financial struggles and food and heating and things that they provide for?
That was one of the things that struck me most, I think. Father Kevin, through chatting to him, said that, you know, sometimes it is an epidemic of loneliness as well. And everyone in the Capuchin Day Centre, it is their kind of motto to say their guests in the way that you would welcome anyone into your home. It's a similar thing. So there is people that come in for the chats, for the, I suppose, support that it brings, and the friendship also. One of the experiences of a woman I spoke to, she really captured that.
It's a godsend for the likes of people that are living on the street, which I have been myself, and in tents, because I come here in the morning and have a shower and a wash. They give you a change of underwear and socks, which is necessary, and then they give you a breakfast, and you can also get to relax for that hour or two in the morning. They wouldn't have an easy enough job. It's quite tough with all the different characters that are come and go through the place. And the staff are good, they're good.
Megan O'Halloran, thank you very much for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.